And we are Quixie 98.3 on the phone with us, being socially distant, and we miss having him in the studio, is Colonel C.J. King from Fort Knox with the Fort Knox Update. Good morning.
Good morning. I miss you guys, too. Happy Thursday to you.
Thank you so much.
What's going on at Fort Knox?
Hey, so we have got two Red Cross blood drives coming up. One of them is actually today. It'll go from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be at the Hanson Center. And that's located at 1053 Spearhead Division Avenue, right here on Post. If folks want to donate, great incentive to come out and do it today. They're giving free tickets to Kings Island or Cedar Fair amusement parks while supplies last. And you know, the deal on giving blood—it's absolutely a selfless act. You know, help somebody in need. People are saving lives. I'd encourage everybody to come out and do it. If they'd like to schedule an appointment. And we do ask that they do schedule an appointment. Go to redcrossblood.org and enter FT Knox Hanson.
All right. And then you have one on July 29th as well. Same location.
Same location. Yep.
Okay. And tell us about this new lounge at the Louisville Airport for USO.
Yeah, this is really cool. So United Services Organization, or USO, it's a nonprofit, non-DOD organization, but it does help about 5 million service members and families annually. And when we talk about service members, we're talking active duty, National Guard, Army Reserve, and their families. So super great organization. But it did just open a new lounge at the Louisville Airport. It's the newest location in the entire USO inventory. Command Sergeant Major Fogel and I went up and visited earlier this week. Awesome place. It's got free snacks, free coffee, TVs, video game systems, free Wi-Fi. 5 million service members annually use it across the United States. But with that said, about 30,000 of those come right here to Fort Knox. So, awesome support that they provide. I will say that organization operates really through the generosity of donors, and it's staffed entirely by volunteers. Really just another great example of how the community supports us here at Fort Knox. If folks would like to donate or volunteer, they can go to usocso.org and just click on volunteer or donate. But really a great organization, great capability there.
Love that. Love that. That's even a thing for service members.
Yeah.
Also, Patton Museum, has it reopened?
It sure has. It opened earlier this week, so hours are 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., open Tuesday through Saturday, is closed on Sunday and Monday. If folks want to come on, we encourage them to do so. Just know that the COVID-19 procedures in place, they will have to wear a mask in the facility, use hand sanitizer upon entry, and then social distance in there. But come through Chaffee Gate, go to the Patton Museum, enjoy yourself.
All right, Colonel King with the Fort Knox Update, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We are Quixie 98.3.